This part of the show is brought to you by the 5-Day Forecast. A little secret. It's a total and complete work of fiction.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody who's making a joke.
Sounds like our favorite show.
You got a hit show.
How come you're so good?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
Don't go all diva on me.
I guess I'm just a people person.
The thing is, you just talk way too much. You're super clingy and you come on way too strong.
Well, suppose everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Our opinions are like
handkerchiefs. Everybody's got one.
But that's not even how the saying goes.
But you get the point.
Come on, it's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How does that work? Well, you enable the skill. You got to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You'll get our live show between 8 and 11. You'll get the live feature channel 24/7, 365 with incredible modern alternative, vintage tracks, some classic rock, oldies, new music as well. Really, really cool channel. Unlike anything that you will have heard anywhere. Now, we play some similar songs to some other stations, but I think our mix is the best. I said it's the best. Yeah, thanks. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. The podcast is a repack of the live show. We take all the segments minus the music that we play on Radio 434, and then we repack that into a full-length podcast. That usually drops around noon or so. And by the way, it was ranked by Apple Podcasts as the 113th most listened to podcast in the nation under the Performing Arts Podcast category. Now, that happened back in, I don't know, maybe it was like November of last year, but still, that was quite the feat. And we have so many listeners that listen to us just on the podcast. But I want to tell you, you can also find our video content on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. We're running a little bit behind on the new app. It should be out soon. But on the new app, you'll be able to get all of our content right there in one place. So you'll get the live feature channel. You'll get the live show, obviously, on that feature channel. You get links to the podcast. You get links to bonus content on the audio side of things. But wait, there's more. You'll also get links to all the video content that we do. And then, of course, we have it scheduled for this year that we'll have a redo of the website. Not just a freshening up, but it's going to be a complete overhaul. And the MikeShow.co coming soon, because we couldn't afford the M. So that'll be a site specifically for the show, so that we're not just always relying on social media. But you can find us on social media and watch our video content at The Mike Show VA. So if you haven't liked us or followed us, like us long time, get on there. It's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, even MySpace, but we don't know how MySpace works. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts, we've got your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got the good news for you as well. So, there is, this is on Ask Reddit. There's a new list online of hobbies that are instant red flags. When you hear about them on dates, I said they're red flags. Yeah. Or you hear about them, you know, like with coworkers or family and friends. So it's this list is on social media. We have 16 or so that are definite red flags. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, we have a top list, top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. Now, that's easy enough. Let's see. Oh, what the heck else? No, we don't have a mic'd up pop-up this Thursday. We have a mic'd up pop-up next Thursday, and we'll tell you about that coming up as well. But this Saturday is Metal Rumble at Three Roads. There are, I believe, 7 metal bands that will be performing. It kicks off at 2 p.m., so we'll tell you about that. What's going down? What's crack-a-lackin'? At Three Roads Brewery, 1300 Court Street, one of our incredible sponsors. We really, really appreciate the partnership with Three Roads. They also have a location down in Farmville, if you're down that way. And they got Ballad Brewing in Danville. They're one of our clients, one of our bigger clients. And we do special events and live broadcasts and all kinds of stuff for Three Roads Brewing. They're also the official beer of the Mike Show. So, yeah. So when you're out and about, ask for Three Roads. If you're not at Three Roads, you can pick up Three Roads at various convenience stores and bottle shops, even some supermarkets as well, Ballad Brewing as well. You can pick that up. And if you stop by any of the tap rooms, you can obviously get both Three Roads and Ballad Brewing beers and ciders and the sours and all that kind of stuff. You can get that. But you can also get it on tap at other locations like the Music Hall, the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on Commerce Street, exclusively sells draft beer from Three Roads. And if you go to a place and you ask for a Three Roads, you can get it at Water Dog as well. They've got, I believe, 3 or 4 on tap. And if you go to a place and you ask for a Three Roads and they don't have it, ask them to carry it. There you go. All right, coming up, we've got all the stuff, and we'll get to our top list. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
I'm Tom. I'm 41. I like dressing up as Boba Fett, and I've had a ticket to see The Force Awakens since I was born.
I'm Cindy. I'm what you call Yoda status. I don't mind being alone, but it would be nice if someone picked me up once in a while and put me in their backpack. I also have a ticket to The Force Awakens.
I planned on going alone because, well, duh. And then I found Jedi Date, the app that matches Star Wars fans with someone else to see The Force Awakens with.
I sensed a presence in the Force. It was Tom. His profile pic looked just like Boba Fett, with a beer belly. I ran out of the basement to show my parents.
I scrolled through Cindy's account. Her collection of Stormtrooper blasters took my breath away. And not just because I have chronic asthma.
He was the Han to my Leia.
She was the salacious crumb to my Jabba. It's like we were clones, but not in the awful prequel way.
The prequels. Blech.
Her smile was warmer than Tauntaun guts. So I swiped right, and now...
we're seeing The Force Awakens together.
Maybe afterwards I'll get lucky. Psst. She'll let me touch her blasters.
Jedi Date. Just because George Lucas was frozen out of The Force Awakens doesn't mean your love life has to be.
All right, so when did that movie come out? In 2015 or so? Anyway, well, I still agree that was probably one of the better choices to head up this segment. All right, because we're talking about, hobbies that are red flags, instant red flags. Here, wait, let's go back here because I want this. Okay, let's do it again. Hobbies that are instant red flags. Now, you know, like when you hear about them on dates or with coworkers or family and friends, you know. So here are some that are on social media. This is from Ask Reddit. Let's see. No, let's not do it from the bottom up, because that one's lame. Beauty pageants, particularly children's beauty pageants. If that's your hobby, might be a red flag. People who are into pranking. Yeah. Scratch lotto tickets. Yeah, because it rarely is just the scratchers. Somebody said CrossFit. That's not a weird hobby. And that shouldn't be a red flag. You know, you're trying to work out and stuff. I don't know. Collecting taxidermy animals. In the era of true crime fandom, swooning over serial killers. Oh, that Ted Bundy. Ooh, he was sexy. Being super into celebrities and their lives in general. Collecting Disney memorabilia. Two Disney adults can be happy together, but should they try to have relationships with normal people? I didn't say that. This is on Ask Reddit. Somebody said having to watch every single Hallmark movie. Sorry, buddy. Making AI girlfriends and then arguing with them. I said arguing. Yep. Influencing or being big fans of online influencers culture. Trolling people online just for fun. Somebody said a girl once told me her hobby was scrolling on TikTok. Okay. Sounds like you need to get a life. These are hobbies that are instant red flags, according to Ask Reddit. Somebody else said when they have social media as a hobby. And then they further explain. I mean, like getting mad at you for eating before they can take and retake the perfect picture for Instagram. That kind of social media. And then finally, not having a hobby at all or judging other people's hobbies. Well, I guess we're guilty then. I'm not judging. I'm just reading. So there's also stuff like golf, horses, limited edition toy collecting. So maybe it's possibly because of the cost, but most hobbies can seem like money pits to other people. My thing is, if you can afford it and it brings you happiness, you do you. Yeah, red flag or not. So anyway, that brings us to our top list. So we were thinking about this. instead of creeping others out with a red flag, like, you know, for hobbies like taxidermy or influencing, why not revive a pastime from the past? A pastime from the past? Are the writers just getting sloppy? Anyway, why not revive a pastime from the past? Like anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. All right. Here, wait. I had something perfect that we could follow this up with. Weird hobby. Sorry I'm derailing the segment. I apologize. I usually do it, and you know that that's the way I do things. Where is it? It's here. It was here. Was it on tab 3? Maybe. Nope. Maybe it was tab 2. Sorry, guys. Again. Was it on tab 1 and I just missed it? Oh, yeah. It was the third one down. Sorry. All right. Take 3. That takes us to our top list. Top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. All right. Here we go. Number 1. All right. Model railroading. Not only is it fun, it's a less awkward way of letting others know that you don't have sex.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
It is. Top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. Stamp collecting. Yes, stamps. Or as I like to call them, stickers with power.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Sorry. There we go. Raising sea monkeys. Remember how happy it made you to watch them come alive? And how sad it made you to watch them die a minute later? Yeah. You had to pour them down the toilet. Baseball cards. Sure, kids still collect them today, but it's not the same without the danger of slicing their hand open on that gum. Top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. Bottle caps. At a single dinner, you could collect a Pepsi cap from Mom, a 7-Up cap from your older sister, and a dozen Miller Lite caps from Dad. Bird watching. Although spying on them while they bathe is kind of creepy. Top old school comebacks that need to top old take 2. Top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. Flower pressing. What else will you do with your books? Read them? Yeah. Top old school hobbies that need to make a comeback. Ham radio. It was also known as amateur radio until people realized it left them with nothing to describe this show. Did I get all of them? All right. Okay, well, speaking of old school hobbies, here is one I think we should share. Listening to old school radio broadcasts, like maybe of classic baseball games. Here's something I heard from a game back in 1952.
Here's another 1-2 pitch. And Wagner goes down swinging as the Pirates finish up the top of the 7th. Stretch time, the 7th inning stretch, brought to you by gambling. What do you have to lose? Beg, steal, borrow, any way you can get it, then turn around and bet it. Gambling, a proud sponsor of the 7th inning stretch. We go to the bottom half.
Yeah.
Pirates 6.
Yeah.
Tigers 4.
Anyway, it is the Mike Show. Coming up, we got news. And not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Netflix is developing a limited series about Madonna. It'll start off hot and interesting, but then gradually become old and boring. CBS unveiled their 2025 fall lineup. To make sure CBS viewers would see it, it was released on parchment. Fox is bringing back Fear Factor, but eating bugs will no longer be a challenge since people can just do that by shopping at Trader Joe's. A California city is experiencing exploding birds. And wouldn't you know it, the birds always explode right after they wash their car. And a Spirit passenger says her flight was infested with cockroaches. Likewise, the cockroaches say their flight was infested with Spirit passengers. This is not headline news.
It is not. It is the Mike Show, however, and darn happy that that you're joining us. Take a look at the river. Tower cam position number 4. It is running really, really high. It looks like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory River. It's mixed by waterfall. Anyway, so I am here. Where's the thingy? I want to get rid of that. There we go. I'm leery about the whole microwave safe claims. I have a bit of an issue, especially like the things that you buy. And no, it's not the germophobic thing, but it's kind of along those lines. I have a concern about the stuff that is prepackaged in a plastic bag that you just throw in the microwave and hit the number, and everything's supposed to be just fine. Okay, like those, you know, like the microwavable mac and cheese, or the microwavable mashy taters, or even the veggies, you know, that come from wherever. I'm not going to name, you know, any grocery store. It comes in, it's the steamer bag and stuff. I'm concerned about those because, well, it's plastic. And if you've ever felt a little weird about tossing something in the microwave, you know, with a Ziploc bag, perhaps, well, maybe we're on to something. A class action lawsuit is accusing Ziploc's parent company of misleading consumers by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly. The bags may shed microplastics. Let's get some sound effects in here. Yeah. When exposed to extreme temperatures, which could pose health risks, according to this. The problematic materials are polyethylene and polypropylene, which are both made from petroleum. The idea is that while these bags can be put in the freezer or the microwave, they might not necessarily be safe under those circumstances, and the risks were not conveyed to consumers. The case is ongoing, so it's unclear if or how it will be settled or what the result is. Are they safe or are they not safe? As it says, the bags may shed microplastics when exposed to extreme temperatures. And we also, you know, we also read a story about the percentage of microplastics that are in the human body, and it was just absolutely positively staggering.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, I mean, my God, seriously. Generally speaking, microplastics are everywhere, and a lot of food spends a lot of time in contact with plastics. Everyone should know the risks, but it's impossible to avoid all microplastics. I mean, unless you're growing it in your own garden, but who knows what's in your own soil? Oh, I don't want to eat anything. Well, that wouldn't work. All right,
good Lord. Let's talk about this. In the age of pumpkin spice and mustard flavored everything, this is a remarkably tame thing. Nutella just announced its new U.S. flavors. The first new flavor in 61 years. Yes. Microplastics. No, I'm just kidding. No, they've had more than six decades to think about a new flavor. Okay? Now think about this. Nutella. 60 years to think about it. And prepare to have your world rocked. Their new flavor? Peanut butter. Uh-huh. Normal Nutella, the original, is chocolate and hazelnuts. So I guess for people who like to mix a little peanut butter in, this would be something. Even lamer, they announced it, but it doesn't hit stores for another year. Your world won't actually be rocked until the spring of 2026. Okie dokie. Let's do this. Something I definitely would like to put in my mouth. Jersey Mike's Subs sponsors this portion of the broadcast.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Man, this is staggering. In 1997, 24.6% of 12th graders smoked cigarettes every day. That's one out of every four high school seniors. By 2023, that was from 1997, by 2023, it had dropped to 0.7%, or one out of every 143 seniors, 12th graders. Vaping has replaced some of that, but not as much as you may think. In 2023, only 5.8% of high school seniors were daily vapers. That could daily vapers? No, I think I have a better one. Number two. Cats sleep so much that by the time they turn 9 years old, they've only been awake about 3 years. Number three. There's a term for elderly men who pass their time watching construction sites or road work. How do you pronounce that? I wonder if there's a pronouncify on this. Hold, please. Yeah. Okay, there is... It's not our pronouncify lady. But here, let's go to this. See if this explains it.
Omarell.
Okay, it's Italian. Omarell. That's what they're called. Elderly men that pass their time watching construction sites or road work. Number three? Number four. ABBA, the Beach Boys, Bob Marley, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, The Notorious B.I.G., Oasis, Queen, Snoop Dogg, and The Who. What do they all have in common? They have never won a single Grammy. And then number five, Julianne Moore, who won the Oscar for Best Actress for the movie Still Alice in 2015. She won that. It was directed by a guy named Wash West, who got his start directing gay porn. I am not going to tell you some of the names of some of the films that he directed prior to that. And just Google it. It's worth the Google. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Random facts.
Mr. Hard. It's The Mike Show coming up. We have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, go ahead, open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the Starbucks app's most expensive order will set you back a whopping $44. With prices like that one, for one custom drink, you'd have to be stark raving mad, or maybe it's just what you need.
Introducing Starbucks,
formerly Starbucks,
but now 300% more dramatic. Why the name change? Because someone just ordered a Venti Matcha Cream Frappuccino with 12 shots of espresso and 12 affogato style shots for $44.97.
And a splash of please help me.
At Starbucks, we don't just serve coffee. We fuel personal crises with whipped cream on top. Starbucks, where your drink costs more than 3 dozen donuts.
And more than your therapy copay.
Now available nationwide. Side effects may include shaking and spontaneous honesty.
Yeah. It's almost high school graduation time. One high school would like you to know they're presenting the final play of the year, and they sent us a preview video. It's Scarface, rewritten for the high school stage.
All I wanted to do was come to America and sell my cola. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the girlfriend. Forget Gaspar Gomez and forget the forgettable Diaz brothers. I will flip them all. I will bury those cockroaches.
Shut up, Tony.
All I got in this world are my cola nuts and my word. And I don't break them for nobody.
Tony, I love your sister.
You and my sister? Say hello to my little friend.
No, Tony.
Tickets are on sale now. $2 off of student ID.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to viral videos. A YouTuber. Let's see. What is this? Now, let's skip that. Here we go. After 2 years, McDonald's is bringing back Squishmallows as the toy in Happy Meals. And here's a very excited review from TikToker Matt March.
McDonald's Squishmallows Happy Meal 2025 review. There are 12 Squishmallow-themed plush toys to collect, all in a blind bag. So I got Rorty, and he's got a pretty good size to him. I was going to give this set a 10, but I think the texture's a bit firm and not as squishy as a Squishmallow would be. So I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay. According to journalist and beer columnist George Lenker, the optimum number of beers to drink in one sitting is 2. Is 2? He admits this is catered to his body specifically, but says at 3 beers, bad decisions start being made. I don't start my day until there's 3 beers, like ordering a 4th or a 5th
beer.
Anyway, hey, we've got the mystery solved. There's a town in California that's dealing with exploding birds. Dropping dead in the neighborhood. Residents seem to think it's power lines in the area. The electrical company says it's most likely somebody shooting the birds out of the air with something like a slingshot. Here are residents talking about this puzzler.
It's a mystery. I think that's how we all feel, is it's inexplicable.
Sounded like a firecracker, and a black, I think it was a starling, just plummeted to the ground.
Super traumatic to see this.
Feel like a BB gun doesn't make firecracker noise.
And I can't fathom somebody could be that accurate all the time.
I know where the sound is coming from, and it's coming from up on the pole.
That particular wire does sizzle and arc at times.
We just want it solved, like at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Morgan Wallen sat down for an interview with Caleb Presley and finally talked about his quick exit on SNL. Sounds like the dude was just over New York City.
Could you fix a TV if it was on SNL?
I could change it for sure.
Seriously, SNL, did they make you mad?
No, I was just ready to go home. I've been there all week.
You had to get your plane. Get me to God's country.
Yeah. There you go. What is this? We'll save that. The commissioner of Major League Baseball ruled yesterday that bans from the game end with death. That means Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are back in. The bans from the game end with death. Oh, the commissioner ruled. And will be he ruled in his favor. And they're eligible for the Hall of Fame. I'm going to let them tell the story.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone who's 10 feet under. What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame after I die? Because I'm the one that did the work. I'm the one that put the time in. I'm the one that was dedicated to the game of baseball. I was the one dedicated to my teammates and for the game of baseball in general. I tried to sell the game for my 24 years as a Major League Baseball player by going out there every day and busting my ass and trying to entertain the people.
Now, that's what's said to be Pete Rose's final interview. Let's see. Skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian John Heffron on the issues guys come across when dancing at clubs.
It's amazing. I've actually been on the dance floor dancing with a girl and had her friend just walk over and just pull her away from me going, bye-bye, And you're left just standing there. Man. There's not a chance in nothing. One guy would walk over to one of his buddies dancing with a girl and go, Earl, you don't even know her. I'm not waiting up all night worried about you. Come on, we're leaving. It's actually just the opposite, and guys understand. Hey, buddy, I might be hooking up tonight. You're walking. Right? It's only 76 miles. It'll quit snowing. Hey, wait a minute. My insulin's in your glove box. I'll get it tomorrow. Let me know what happens.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. If you've ever wondered how much cash can be crammed inside a teddy bear, well, it's more than you have sitting around or may have thought. Authorities in New Jersey raided a massage parlor last week.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Which was suspected of being involved in naughty business and money laundering. And it was a big success, by the way. They recovered more than $750,000, including $600,000 in cash that was sewn inside a giant teddy bear. Yep, $600K in cash. Not just a phone with a rich Venmo account. Anyway, the manager was 47-year-old Daniela Dianeo. I can't pronounce that. She was charged with first-degree money laundering, second-degree promoting organized street crime, third-degree promoting prostitution, fourth-degree maintaining a house of prostitution, fifth-degree teddy bear manipulation. I don't know. Sadly, there wasn't a specific bear-related charge. Four other women between the ages of 26 and 45 were each charged with prostitution. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman in Houston threw a party for her cat and ended up saving her local animal shelter. Miranda Gonzalez asked people to donate to a shelter called Almost Home Cat Haven on a viral TikTok. It turned out they were looking at closing down, but thanks to all the donations, they're suddenly in great shape. Here's Miranda and Dina Ulrich, managing director of the Cat Haven, talking about the viral video.
I rescued Holly when she was 6 months old, and I had her before I had children, and she's really my firstborn. Celebrate my love for her, all donated to a rescue.
Every time I think that, okay, I don't know if I can keep doing this, some blessing will drop in. This time it was Miranda and her family.
She loved it. She really did.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org, and also keep in mind, on the 21st, it is the United Way Day of Caring here in Central Virginia. If your nonprofit organization has a need, something that you need to do around the office, around your nonprofit organization that you just don't have the time or the resources to handle, the United Way is mobilizing a ton of volunteers on May 21st that'll help tackle some of those nonprofit things that are needed, and they'll do it free of charge. So, and you don't have to be a United Way partner agency to get on the list. Just simply visit UnitedWayCV.org and post your need, and they'll see what they can take care of. And if you want to volunteer on Day of Caring, there's also a luncheon that day at Bank of the James Stadium. Entertainment, MC by me, and come on out. It is a great, great time, and it's all for great causes and in support of all of our area's nonprofit organizations. So visit UnitedWayCV.org to also volunteer. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.